Blog Talk Radio.
Chicago and Wyoming shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain.
Sister Shonda, is this you on?
Yes. Yes, it is. Hey, greetings.
Peace. Oh, hey, greetings. Peace, y'all.
Peace.
Well, Brother Drew, we decided to look in some words. You know, we have this lecture that Cole and I have been doing for years, what's in a name and what's in a word. And it's some words that has been placed upon us that is a goddamn lie. And these words that we've been to define is freedom, rights, liberty, and power. Nobody has looked up the definition that looked like us for the meaning of these words, because all of them have the same definition. And the definition of freedom is one is a person who is free from government rule. And with that being said, these other words that you marching and protesting and trying to find out to get, you ain't gonna never get them, because tell me one nation of people, even the uncivilized tribe, that don't have your ass up on the government. So we want to look at these words and see how we've been hoodwinked, cable-toed, and bullshitted about this word, these words. And if you, funny thing about it, Brother Drew, the protocol is started on the 10th page. And the 10th page in the protocol, they describe each one of these words of how they have used this through voting. And that's all you can hear now is every black person is hollering, go to the polls and vote. We got to vote him out. We got to do this. And the hell, he wasn't voted in. He was appointed. This system that we are under is a very illusionary system, because it was the very word Illuminati means to give your ass an illusion. So I'm going to turn it over to Sister Shonda. I've had my little say, so let's roll with Sister Shonda.
Well, Brother Dwyer, okay, this is really something for us to consider, especially considering the times that we are in right at this present moment. And as you know how this came about, this topic, this subject, which we have subject, defining the words freedom, rights, and liberty, do they exist in a government? And I'll say that, let's just start with the song that we just heard, Lauryn Hill, Freedom Time, Freedom Time. She was calling for freedom time. But that is a part of the illusion, because when I started contemplating this subject, this is how it happened, y'all. I was thinking, and I was, you know, thinking, I called up Dwyer, and I said, Dwyer, I had to ask you a question. Do we have any rights? And he didn't know what I was talking about. And I was like, you know, like, do we have any R-I-G-H-T-S? Do we have any rights? And he was like, whoa, wow, that's some question, you know. You know, as if you've had a conversation, you know how that conversation went. So I said to him, because he was perplexed about how I was asking this question, I think I'm perhaps asking it better now than I did at that moment. But I went on to further express myself, and then I said to him, okay, now, you know, we both have our concept of how we don't believe in God, so but listen to how I want to term this so that you will be able to understand what I'm saying. Do we have any God-given rights? And he said, no. We don't have any rights. I don't think so. He said, this is a hell of a question. I'm going to have to look more into that. And so we started with rights. But because how you define the subject today, and you talked about freedom, let's see what Google has to say about freedom. And first they have it as a noun. And it says, the power or rights to act, speak, or think as one wants, without hindrance or restraint. Well, I mean, we know that really isn't true. And then the second one, which Dwight, you talked about, it says, absence of subjugation to foreign domination or despotic government. And then the third one is the state of not being imprisoned or enslaved. Well, I mean, this just in self-examination right now, there has been a serious restrictions put on so-called freedom of speech. We can demonstrate that out by looking on Facebook that if you say something that is out of order, that is not in alignment with their new policies that they have made, then you will be suspended off of Facebook. So do you really have a freedom? Although when they first came out, what they shared with us was that we had the right to demonstrate whatever our words was. But now that they got our conscious words and they didn't upload it into the AI, and the AI is saying, hold up, that's against our policies. So therein is a challenge. Do you really have any rights? Because when you have rights, then this could be true. But there's many hindrances that we're running into and restraints right now. Let's take, for example, if you speak out against COVID-19 and say information about this in terms of your, let's say, scientists, because they got real scientists who are putting out information, but they are being shushed. They are being restrained right now. So do you really have any freedom? Because the freedom that we have perceived that we have is tied into the people who are more powerful, stronger, they're more wealthier. So they have us thinking that we have a chance at freedom, but only to manipulate their ideology upon the whole world. And we can see that. So that question, back to, do we have any rights or do they exist in any government? Well, that question made me go back and say that, do you have any rights ever? Have you ever had any rights, even since you came here on this planet? Because when we came through the womb, we were at the mercy of the mother. So we had no rights even in the womb. So let's look at this and see, is this an illusion? Is this some fake perception that has been given to us? And when you come out of the womb, if you make it, because some mothers now are heavily deciding not to bring babies into the world. Over 73 million babies have been murdered by Planned Parenthood through abortion just since Roe versus Wade. So that's a hell of a lot of people to lose because of freedom. And that freedom that the female thinks she has, let's check that out. That freedom that she thought and thinks that she has was manipulated through a eugenics train of thought. So that ideology that did not even exist even 100 years ago, where females thought it was their plan B or their option B to have an abortion or a plan B pill, that is there now because of the illusion of freedom. I hope you're following me right now. Dwyer?
Yes, go ahead on, sister.
All right. So the freedom that we have perceived that we have right now, we have to deeply analyze this freedom and these rights. So let's go to that, rights. Well, to me, in order for us to look at rights, we had to look at what they call human rights. And I went to thelaw.com, so you can go to that. That is also, it's that in its Black Law's Dictionary, second edition. And what it says is, the basic set of moral rights that all human beings are entitled to receive, such as the right to life, liberty, and freedoms of speech and religion, the rights of due process and equal rights. Well, even that, it still comes down to the power. Who is in power over you? Who can impede upon what is perceived as a right? Because if we go back and look, and I wanted to put a little emphasis on that word, entitled. You're entitled to receive it. So if that was the opposite of entitlement, if somebody entitled it to you, that means that they can take it away. And that's what we're looking at right now. that something that was set supposedly on moral rights for all human beings is really, really an entitlement, depending on who's making the choice, who is in the power. Because now it has coming down to really understand that your rights really have been switched to your desires, because we desire to feel free. We desire to feel like we're making all these grand decisions. We desire to believe that if we're marching, that we're going to make law change. But that's not where law change. But because we are in an illusionary process of laws and how they work, illusionary process about freedom, we don't understand. They changed the law. So if somebody changed a law that they gave you a right to speak and they said your ass have no right to speak right now, so what do you have? You have no more rights. It's over. Now, you do have a choice. You could either choose to follow that person or that government's law, or you could die, because that will be the consequence. It's one or the other. That's what you're choosing. You're choosing to live by their rules, by their laws, by what they are telling you is their limitation of freedom that they're going to give you, your rights that are supposedly tied into your freedom. But when you start looking, yes, go ahead, please.
Could I stop you just a few? So you are definitely on the road before I forget this. You have to understand what she's saying. Let's break it down where a little more on kindergarten level, where anybody, we finna go to kindergarten school where the baby, if you would explain it to the baby, they would understand. This word right is always written by the aristocrats, a group of men, and then we're going to deal with this one. Your rights, which is your R-I-T-E, not R-I-G-H-T, because everything is Masonic. Protocol say keep everything Masonic. And on the first phrase of the protocol, what Sister Shonda is telling you, and they told you, it's crazy. You reciting, and you ain't read the protocol about desire. They tell you that this word is a word that they had created. It doesn't. It's a good idea, but it doesn't exist. The word right means that the people that wrote the Constitution of the United States give you your rights. They're the only ones that has the rights. You have the privilege of the right that you put up under that they call their government. And they can take these privileges away from you anytime they get ready, because a right, go look up the definition of this word, it'll tell you when you got a right, you got a privilege of that right. But see, you didn't write the right. See, I hope you can understand this a little bit better. You didn't write the right. Some Illuminati Scottish Rite Masons wrote the right, and they don't call it R-I-G-H-T. They call it R-I-T-E, but it's pronounced the same goddamn way. See, when you talking with us, you talking with the Masons. You talking with who know their signs and symbols, who know their language. That's who you're talking to when you hear my voice. And you had to understand what they gave us rights. You can go back and look at the rights that they gave the emancipated slave. What right did they give him for you to live out here? They said that you had a bank called Freedman Bank, a party called Freedman Party, and that you should stay separated. And as long as your ass stayed separated, you was equal to what your ass was supposed to be separated from. That's the way it's written in the Constitution. But you wanted to be white, and you integrated into them, following some crooked-ass preachers under the teaching of Bay God. And that's where you stand today. See, so that word right is a privilege. So maybe you understand what Sister Shonda said a little damn bit better. Go ahead, Sister.
Yeah, Brother Dwyer, definitely. If you look on Google, it has the word privilege on there as one of the similar words. And they throw around a lot of things called moral and ethics and legal entitlement. These are words to let you know back to those who wrote the rights, the aristocrat people. These are words that they use to identify that, one, these don't apply to them, but they apply to us. And we're getting a really good-ass opportunity to take a look at that right now, because all over this United States and now even the world, your right to breathe freely is now been infringed upon. And there's nothing you really can do except to rebel. But if you you have to have already built that up in yourself, because they're going to play on the desires that we have, which is really something, because this deeply made me come back and start looking at that, to the point that we've always been under some law. So the desires that people have given us has been given from lawbreakers. You know what I'm saying? It's like these same 72 men who put the Constitution together, we can go back and look at where they come from, their history. So the rights that they have given us was already altered. They wanted to fool people because they were already lawbreakers, meaning they didn't stand on the law of nature. They didn't come and say they bought a spiritual law, which is the God, to give us our rights. And they have tied that in. But it also made me realize is that this is still about survival of the fittest, because even under whatever restrictions you are, you still have to survive. And so regardless to whatever it is, it's still, even though you're under some law, some rules, some government, but the ability in the body to survive is always there. Now, is that a right? I want to know that, because is that a natural right that your body has to actually function every single day? So as I ask that question to you, Dwyer, and I'm asking that because my mind is still constantly moving on this subject.
Yes, because everything in creation comes up under the 12 laws of nature. It has a right to do with this, because once it comes into existence, it can't go out of existence. And the people that we're dealing with that wrote the Constitution, the Constitution is wrote up under a right. What do these people, the question is, what do these people, I ask myself, think about when they put you up under these rights and give you these privileges up under these rights when they wrote the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, and the Preamble. What was these 72 Scottish writing, Illuminati 33rd degree and 38th degree and 35th degree men was thinking about? What was they thinking about? Because when they write, they follow what they write says. And so you had to know that they give you certain privileges, but you never had the right control America, which was them 72 aristocrats from, you call them the 13 colonies, but they came over here as countries that became a state at a certain period of time. So if we go in a chronological order, then you don't make no damn mistakes or errors on their history of what they saying. There ain't no such thing as a secret society when you done been initiated into their knowledge through study. And so everything in creation comes up under the rights of creation. The second law of nature is the law of opposite. And so the third law is that once this first law starts vibrating, go into motion, pick up the fourth law of nature, which is the rhythm and the music of the field, which you live in the western fields, and it become hemi when you can see it, but two of them fields you can't see. What these people think about us, young, is what we have to base all our knowledge and understanding on their belief systems. If we study their belief system, you breaking down their belief system. And so for you to ask a person like that, I'm telling you that everything comes up under law. These people live up what? Up under grace of law. And that's the second law of nature, would be the law of opposite. They have to be opposite from us because we are human beings and they are subhuman beings. So
this is my question. This is the question that I have. Okay, so they giving rights to people, you know, and people are operating under those rights right now. We are really still operating on the right to free speech until this platform is shut down or we say the wrong thing. Now, since we are under natural laws, how do you position your natural law? How can you stand on your natural law against someone who has what they call human rights? How do you defend yourself? Or, you know what I'm saying? Because what is our action right now? We are the people who are speaking this talk because we know that there is another law that they don't have anything to do with it. But how do we stand on that law as human beings is my question.
Yeah, see, once we come into existence up on the law, but when we got here, we're up on the laws right now of a subhuman being, which would be opposite of what we believe in. We would never, ever, ever gain what you desire to gain from these people until you. The only way that you can be liberated is that you have to declare war on them, and you got to win the war. See, they don't want the war on us. And they're so powerful now, you can't win the war on them. So you had to learn how to fit in of how they say that you can fit in. And they clearly tell you they say that you could fit in. It says, get you some land, separate from Magog and God, which would be the system. And they said they would make it possible that you could be able to do that. Well, you are able to do that up under this republic system of America. They gave us all the outing of the people that wanted to get out of America. They gave you all the opportunity. But what you're seeing right now, we just so happen to be that 18th generation that they talked about, is that you ain't got a long time. You ain't got 7 years. You at the time where time is up. Either you react or you don't. And see, you've got to understand, this is the time period that what we're living up under right now. And the time is knocking on the door. It was 244 years. Only got 6 years before this kind of form of government falls when it becomes the mob form of government after 250 years. You don't become the mob through liberalism, believing that you have freedom. You can only produce the idea in the school of thought to the people. It's through the idea of liberalism.
But even right now, that mob form of government we can identify with that right now. When you have public officials who getting out in the crowd and telling people these my streets, painting the streets and marching and everything against, the current government. That's a mob form of government where they're tearing down statues and saying, inciting this. This is a mob form of government that we are experiencing right now.
Right. It's the Democrat, which is classified as the mob form of government, which is liberalism. When you see this happening, you see it's going to get boom, it's going to go away, because it ain't now government up under the stars and stripes and the eagle. It has existed in over 250 years before it falls, because of liberalism, meaning you can be whatever you want to be.
Yeah,
Here's a good word to I'm working on a lecture on it. The word freak. You know, that was a word that we came Well, right now everything in goddamn America.
You're fading in and out.
The definition of freak is mental illness. And how I know you's a freak, the LGBT community done took over. Go back in history. Hell, history repeats itself. Worldwide, not goddamn just America.
Yeah, and you know what, how did they get there?
What is every government doing right now? Every government is doing the same thing that America's government is doing. Because of fucking liberalism. It doesn't control the world now. You see nothing but mob forms of government, every goddamn government, even in China. And they don't be bullshitting. Kim Jong, they don't be bullshitting with the people about jumping up goddamn protesting against them, but they doing it against them now. The people don't give a damn. It was because of liberalism that was started here. And what is called Western ideas went from over there, from the West over to the East, and you became Chinese American or African American, English American. You put that American on your name. I'm a Vietnamese American. Then you forget your language that people speak. God damn it, I'm a Mexican American. You put that American on your ass, and you got your mind.
And but look what they all fell under. Everyone fell under what they call human rights. And
right.
under those human rights are some related legal terms that we actually should really look at, because you can see how this rights, how these rights are have been applied, and how now that application is being withdrawn. Because under when you look at human rights, you should also have to look at civil rights, because that was something that was set forth too. And when you look at that, then, and it tells you this is under the Black Laws Dictionary, the rights set forth in the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments, and including the 13th, 14th, 15th, and the 19th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. It's basically the wire, what you were just talking about. Now, under that civil rights.
I'm just reading out the protocol. What I was saying.
Yeah, and that's something. The Bill of Rights, and then they have another term that it came under all of these human rights is the Bill of Rights, the moral rights, then inalienable rights, the fundamental
rights. Sister Shonda.
Yes.
Let me define how protocol number one defines rights. Our right lies in force. The word right is an abstract thought proved by nothing. The word means no more than give me what I want in order that thereby I may have a proof that I am stronger than you. Where does right begin? Where does right end? And any state of which there is a bad organization or authorization and impersonal law in the ruler, we have our laws there, personal flow of rights, even multiplied out of liberty of the mob attacking the rights and the strong to scatter. That's how they describe it. Rights. So this make you understand what's going on right now a little bit. Now, see, what's going on now been wrote. This book is 527 years old. So what's going on now, it done went on before. But they wrote an order that they didn't goddamn break. It's sort of like the Nation of Islam. Hey, you can see where some of the people didn't deviate from the teaching of Elijah Muhammad, because I'm looking at how they look, and therefore how they supposed to look, and how they children supposed to look and act. But you still, like Elijah said, you got goddamn devils in them too. But they look and they think on the outside of what this man taught, whether it be right or wrong. You got time to follow dead letter, and that created an army of what you see of them people right now. And I wouldn't advise anybody go up in there and messing with them people. If you think they won't whoop your ass, the children, they Bruce Lee up there, up in that organization right now. they got some babies, I know. I got some grandbabies. They used to show me some shit. Hey, boy, Malik. You sure? I said, what, boy? And you know how quiet and sullen he is. He ain't but eight. You say, Papa, this is how I get you. I said, all right, boy.
And Dwyer, it's really interesting that you say the Nation of Islam, because I'm going to say that even them right now too, they have no rights, although they have
right.
a group of them as well. But if the government lined up everybody the Nation of Islam, along with the Moorish Science Temple of America and all, everybody else, is going to be forced, unless you have already prepared in your mind that you are going to fight. I am a fighter. You a fighter. Brother Drew a fighter. We already know our position. So you ain't going to force shit upon us. So we have a choice. That's the choice, if it is being
right.
forced. But that comes back to that question. Do you have a right? Are you going to stand there and go toe-to-toe with them on the fact that you have a lawful standing? Because we have no lawful standing under no constitution. Matter of fact, the constitution don't mean shit anymore. They're not even
Ooh.
Under the constitution right now. This is
right.
a wartime.
Sister Shonda, let's look at something. Let's go on the level that is on worldwide. Let's go worldwide, because the history and the knowledge that we're in now is worldwide history. It ain't here in the country. It's worldwide. Who controls?
Yes.
Let's ask ourselves a question. Who was the Lord that shut all of God's houses down? Who was this Lord that could shut all of God's houses down?
Right, right. That's right.
Who was this Lord?
All of them.
Shut
all
these
of
houses
them.
Down, and they ain't never been shut down since they've been open. From the 6th century, from the 3rd century. These houses ain't never been set down. 4,000 B.C. This God was shut down. Who is this person that say, shut the doors, you can't worship the God that you say that you believe in? Who is this person? Who is he? Now that's the motherfucker that you goddamn need to know and be with.
Yeah, because he's pretty damn powerful, right? He shut down the gods, all the gods, every god. Every god got
yeah.
shut down.
God is shut down right now.
But Dawaya, okay, so let's look at this, though. The gods, but this is, they were under a god, right? So what most people will say that the God, you hear people say that God means government ordinance department. So perhaps that's who finally just came and shut down all, that's the real God, the number one God shut out all of the other gods. He don't need them no more.
Worldwide.
They
Not
have no more.
Worldwide.
Worldwide. So
See,
now let me ask
God.
You something. So that means that did they have any God-given rights? You hear people say that. So the GOD, did the Government Ordnance Department, did not give no fucking care about anybody's God-given rights, of which they gave them the right. Because all of the rights, every nonprofit organization in this society, all are in alignment and sign their paperwork to the Vatican. That's it. This is the God. So if you trace back the paperwork, that's a whole nother show. But if we incorporate it, where did that come from? An incorporation. There has to be in the beginning who you're incorporating with. And everything says G-O-D. The money says G-O-D. So who is this God who shut down everything?
No, my question is, who is this Lord? It had to be something more powerful than God to shut down all the buildings. God ain't going to shut his buildings down because God got to get money. God losing a lot of money in his buildings. But who is this overlord? In the Bible, you read at Isaiah the 43rd chapter, that the Lord was here before God was formed. That's in the Bible. It ain't in there just one goddamn time. It's in there 150 goddamn times about the Lord was here before any God was ever formed. You need to go in the Bible and read about this goddamn Lord that was better than any God. And I'm looking at what the book that you say is the correct book is. And like I say, it's a story in there that I know the story. You know how to decipher that damn book, and I do. That book, the Quran, goddamn which one it is, they all say the same. All the religious God's books, I know every goddamn one of them. They say the same thing about what's going on now. Now, my question is who this Lord is that shut down and got God's ass shut down right now. See,
well,
what is the definition of a Lord? Lord is a ruler. See, an overseer of land. You better look up the definition of this language that we speak that you say you know, since you get a
Well, the lords who have had legal authority over the lands here in this country, which is probably everything, is the CIA.
The world.
That go back to
The world lords that own all the lands as we speak.
Ain't they the same?
Yeah, no, they're different.
What that show, because of all of those institutions, those religious institutions, now that debunks the question, or that answers the question more exact, is did you have any God-given rights? And that shows you, well, you don't when it came to your institution, not to your building. Perhaps you have to build the one-on-one right that you have with the so-called God that you believe in, because now you cannot go to any of those institutions at all. So that again means that you have no right to religion. That right is gone now because of those who are in power, those who have more control, who are wealth, those who are making policies and procedures. And we're not in any of those positions. So the only thing that I would say as a part of what we can start to look at is to begin to start to distinguish what law is that you want to function under. For example, they have a process, they said it according to their books, that we could separate ourselves by getting our land and going back to that. But I want to ask you something. Even I start looking at two different types of way that we operate under those laws, meaning man's law and under the natural laws that exist even without man ever having a hand in it. And my question, Dawaya, was tied into desire. Like in Chicago right now, many people think that they have the right to sit on their porch. But is it a right or is it a desire? Because they're at serious risk when they sit on their porch, you know, because the atmosphere is in opposition of that. So where does that kind of stuff? And I hope I'm not overthinking this process, because it just made me realize all of this, that you really just have to kind of get back to what's natural, because all of these laws that were perceived to exist, now we see that they really did not exist at all. They really were an illusion. Freedom really is an illusion, because even the organizations that are out here protesting, they are still being backed by money. Some organization is backing them by money. So is that really freedom, or is it an illusion that they're fighting for rights of something or someone? so this is a really another subject that we can dive deeper into, because the other part of that is that the natural element of law, you know, how do you recognize that right? Because the nature has its own right. It already is here. I call it the fame, the fire, air, water, and earth, that it's already here. And it's going to do its thing. Even so, even if you even think that you have a right in nature, you really don't, because you can't stop a hurricane. The only thing you can do is get out the way. You have to obey. So we always have to obey. We always have to bow to some type of element, person or element or both. So I come through this conclusion and say that we really don't have rights, but we do have laws. And if you obey the laws, then the laws will work because they're already here. They don't change. They right and left never change. So, you know, how we operate in that is where we can find our comfort. Dwyer, Brother Drew, was there anything that you all would like to say? Or add to?
See, this comes, you ask yourself a question. How do I operate in this system? This is what I ask myself that I'm in and finna be placed in. How do I operate in it? Well, how I operate in it is by knowing the system. And you can't know the system believing in God. I told a young man yesterday at Penn Africa, he asked me why I quit teaching. I say, I quit teaching for one simple thing. Most of the people believe in God. And if you believe in God, I can. Because you got to give up that concept, renew your mind out of that way of thinking, so you can understand. And all you have to do is call it and understand it. Then you use common sense of how to operate in up under the system that we're going to be put up in. Common sense tells you how to operate. That's what your Bible tells you. That's when it says, separate, do your vineyards. But it'll come a time that where every person got to have them some land and not be living in government housing, because all the housing is going to be government housing. But if you got you land on there, the government still going to own it. But that's in the house.
Hey, Dwyer, I want to tell you something that I experienced yesterday. I started watching this Western called Hell on Wheels. It's on Netflix. And it's starting off, it's about, you know, showing how they bought about the railroad tracks. So far, it's a very good series. But the reason I'm bringing it up is that there was a quote in there. It was two guys. You had cowboy number one. He was a butcher. And then you had the cowboy number two. He directly reported to the head man. So the cowboy number two, he told the guy, the butcher, that he had to get out of town. And so the butcher looked at him like, what? He said, It's a free country, by God. And the guy who was next to the head man, he said, that's the funniest damn thing I ever heard. There is no free country. And that is the point, that it was funny to him, because this man who had come from all across, because, again, we got to go back and look at some of the people who helped build this country. Some of they let all of their derelicts from all over, Ireland, Poland, everywhere, anywhere you could think of, the worst came over here, was helping to build a railroad track. So they thinking that it's a free country by God. The man says he from the man, the head man was from here. No, that's a funny damn thing, y'all. Ain't no freedom. There's no right.
Listen to this here. In all corners of the earth, the word liberty, equality, fraternity, words many times repeated since those days by stupid polyparrots who from all sides round flew down upon these balls, baits, and with them carried away at the well-being of the world for the true freedom of the individually formerly given to you by the mob of the Goheen. These words they telling you is the words that they trick your ass with. And see, here's what's so funny. We was taught by this American and his school system.
Mm-hmm.
This is why we believe in this goddamn shit. This book say, hell, they tricked they goddamn ass, these words trick their ass, and we can see when we read their book that how many niggas, African Americans, as they call themselves now, have they tricked because they going to the polls. Oh, how many people do you see? Because this lets you point blank know that these people are in these people's way, but hell, they done tricked your goddamn teacher. You didn't ask yourself a question. You didn't, in 1870, when you started going to these people's public school, did you tell me one goddamn black scholar checked out the school system to see what we're coming to? Was it correct? Where the hell it come from? Ain't
right.
Nobody in 1870 could read no goddamn Bible. These people didn't give you Jesus to 1870. Who could read? They told you what to say and told you what not to say. That's what the missionaries did. The Baptists and the Methodist missionaries. Your ass can't read in 2020. Because if you tell me you can read, I dialogue your ass. Or what do you say you know? And that's what we face with, Sister Sumner. We can see this shit now. We can see it plainly. Common sense tell us this shit. And we got to be hell of a thinkers right now.
Yes.
And we know that you better off if you grow your own food and eat your own food and eat less of their food. You know that the hog ain't for your ass. You know that. You know that now. Your body ain't made of this 2020. Nobody should have to tell you to quit eating hog. You should know this now. Ain't nothing here. So ain't nothing new under the sun.
Well, Dwaya, I don't think that people can realize that right now a lot of the masses of the people, although I must say that it seems as if there's a big movement of awakening. I do want to say that, Brother Drew, to you, and I acknowledge that because I know we've had a conversation before and I wasn't feeling very hopeful about, you know, society. I don't know if I'm hopeful, but I can say that I do see a lot more movement of people having a lot more conscious thoughts about what's
right.
going on in the society.
You're sure right. And I guess I'll jump in there before the show goes off the air. But, you know, as we were talking about rights, you know, I can deal with the rights of the government of the land as long as the land doesn't infringe on my Yah-given rights. So if my Yah-given rights are being violated, then, hey, those are rights I'm going to go by. But, if you know, I'm not taking no type of vaccine because those vaccines have things that's that's atrocious to Yah, you know. So if anybody thinks they're going to stick me with that, then I, you know, I got all my little bitty weapons, and I got one gun that I keep in my pocket just for me. But that's the way I go out, and I chose to go out. That's my right. That's one of my rights, so that's the right I'm going to stand on. I yield, Rector.
Yes, absolutely. That is our right to stand up and, you know, for not being violated. We have that right. Well, thank you all for allowing me to have this conversation with you today. I appreciate it, and I look forward to coming back and having another conversation.
Yeah, we just tiptoed on this one.
Yep.
Yes, we did.
You know, hell of a conversation. Shema Yahweh Yah, Abin Yah, Ika, Kamaiti Yah. Shema Yahweh.